Annual Report 2022 plus 2023. Image, NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. Image, Mark Derry is pictured from the back, from the waist down, while serving as a marshal in the 2023 NCIL march to the U.S. Capitol. His prosthetic left leg has yellow and red flames. In the background, NCIL members make their way through the streets of D.C. carrying signs and chanting for disability rights. About NCIL. The National Council on Independent Living is the longest-running national cross-disability, grassroots organization run by and for people with disabilities. NCIL represents people with disabilities, Centers for Independent Living, CILs, statewide independent living councils, SILCs, and other organizations that advocate for the human and civil rights of people with disabilities throughout the United States. NCIL's mission is to advance the disability-led independent living movement to expand the capacity of independent living programs to enhance the human and civil rights of all people with disabilities. Image, in the background, hundreds of people line the streets of Washington, D.C. as they march to the U.S. Capitol carrying signs and banners and chanting for independent living and disability rights during NCIL's 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living. In the foreground, NCIL board member John Herring raises his fist as he leads marchers as a NCIL marshal. Contents. About NCIL 1. A message from the Executive Director 2. NCIL Staff 3. In Memoriam 3. Governing Board 3. NCIL Accomplishments 4. Advocacy Highlights 5. Independent Living Training and Events 6. Annual Conference on Independent Living 6. Conference Sponsors 7. Advocacy Award Recipients 7. Statement of Financial Position asterisk 8. A message from the Executive Director. As an individual who has lived with a disability since the age of 15, I bring a wealth of personal experience in navigating a world not built or designed for people with disabilities. Throughout my adult life, I've been dedicated to the relentless pursuit of equality and justice. My advocacy aims for the empowerment of all who face ableism. From my perspective, ableism is one of the most oppressive forces we contend with. Though my tenure has been brief, having joined NCIL in February 2023, I'd like to share some valuable insights. Within NCIL, I've discovered a committed core staff diligently working to serve our membership. We are constantly exploring avenues to craft improved policies, secure more funding, and expand opportunities for both NCIL members and the broader disability community. The strength of NCIL lies in the dedication of our volunteers, board members, and committees, which enable us to extend our influence and reach. We fully understand that our mission can only thrive through this unwavering support. Acknowledging that past mistakes have been made, NCIL is actively committed to rectifying our history by ensuring that all voices from diverse groups and identities are both included and heard. The newly reinvigorated Diversity, Equity, Accessibility, and Inclusion Committee now plays a vital role in shaping every facet of NCIL's operations, both internally and externally. NCIL understands that our strength lies in unity and is open to engaging in conversations with allies who share our vision for social justice. We are aware that we are only in the initial stages of re-establishing ourselves as the leading national cross-disability grassroots organization run by and for people with disabilities. In my role as Executive Director, I am eager to propel NCIL to even greater heights. I encourage you to take a fresh look at NCIL, starting with this annual report. Join us on this journey, as much work is ahead of us. Together, we can make a profound impact. Theo Brady, Executive Director, National Council on Independent Living. Image, Theo Brady, a black man with a bald head, a salt and pepper full beard wearing eyeglasses, sitting in a wheelchair. He is speaking into a microphone during the 2023 rally at the U.S. Capitol. NCIL staff. Theo Brady, Executive Director. Silena Campbell, Administrative Coordinator / Bookkeeper. Eleanor Cantor, Communications Director. Denise Law, Member Services Coordinator. Jessica Podzva, Director of Advocacy and Public Policy. Jenny Sichel, Operations Director. Angelia White, Agency Bookkeeper. Mary Kate Wells, Program Director. NCIL also thanks outgoing 2022 and 2023 staff members, Lindsay Baron, Sarah Blayovec, Tim Fuchs, Daryl Jones, Rita Rashima, and Carol Leibovitz. In memoriam, the disability community mourned the loss and celebrated the lives of Bobby Silverstein, Lois Curtis, Paul Spooner, Mary Margaret Moore, and Cheryl Grossman in 2022, and Lily Beth Navarro, Sandy Weber, Andres Gallegos, and Judy Heumann in 2023. Image: a group of six people huddle for an engaging conversation on the conference floor. Participants are smiling, pointing, listening, and laughing. Governing Board: Kent Crenshaw, President. Jeff Hughes, Vice President. Jeremy Morris, Treasurer. Marty Musser, Secretary. Theo Brady, Executive Director. Larissa Martin, Diversity, Equity, Accessibility, Inclusion, DEAI, Committee Chair. Kimberly Meck, Regional Representative Committee Chair. Regional Representatives: Steve Higgins, Aaron Bayer, Vicky Landers, John Herring, Samantha Moreno, Shelley Osgood, Lisa Hayes, and Kimberly Meck. Members at Large: Latricia C., Susanna Gomez, Amy Tweedle, Thomas Earle, Jason Bailoongi, and Brittany Boyd Chisholm. NCIL also thanks 2022 board members, Karen Mikalski-Carney, Joel Pedden, and Kendra Burgess. Image: photo strip. Photo 1, Kendra Burgess extends her left hand toward the audience while speaking into a microphone at the podium on the stage at the 2022 annual conference. Photo 2, ANCIL member using a manual wheelchair participates in the 2023 March to the Capitol. They have a DAPS modified American flag, which features the universal symbol of accessibility in white stars, attached to the back of the wheelchair. Photo 3, NCIL Regional Representative Committee Chair Steve Higgins stands atop Sunset Cliffs, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Steve is wearing a black NCIL hoodie that features NCIL's logo and the words "Disability Rights Are Civil Rights" in white. He is a white man with gray hair and is wearing a cap and glasses while looking out over waves crashing against sandy cliffs with beach grass. NCIL accomplishments. NCIL Member Center. In 2023, NCIL launched its Member Center, members.ncil.org. The Member Centers provides a dedicated space for NCIL member individuals and organizations to view and update their membership, vote in NCIL elections, access members-only content, join NCIL committees, and view contact information for their fellow NCIL members. The Member Center also provides free NCIL membership at the associate level to all staff and board members of member organizations. Barrier Removal Fund. NCIL and the Centene Corporation are committed to providing equal access to healthcare that is accessible by increasing the percentage of providers that meet federal and state disability access standards. Since 2018, the Barrier Removal Fund has provided over $1 million in grants to fund accessibility improvements at healthcare providers in 14 states. In 2022 and 2023, the Barrier Removal Fund provided over $600,000 in grants to remove access barriers in healthcare provider offices in New Mexico, Nebraska, Delaware, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas. We also worked with the SILS to complete accessibility site reviews at over 145 provider offices. Community Living and Home Usability Projects. NCIL expanded its work with the University of Kansas Research and Training Center on Promoting Interventions for Community Living, RDC/PICL, on home usability and community living. In 2022, NCIL hosted a Community Living Summit to provide information about community living programs and how SILS can use them. In 2023, NCIL kicked off a peer support network to build the capacity of SILS to implement home usability and modification programs to support consumers' community living goals. Partnerships. Throughout 2022 and 2023, NCIL partnered with multiple organizations to highlight programs, provide feedback on technology, and serve on advisory boards, including AAHD, University of Kansas, Advancing States, RAISE Center, National Disability Institute, Verizon, Centene, Lurie Institute for Disability Policy, United Healthcare, Usaging, Brandeis University, Amazon, United Spinal Association, Walmart, Cruise, CareSource, Lotus, and Elevance Health. Advocacy highlights. 2022, NCIL solicited comments from the public about whether the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services should cover power seat elevation systems for beneficiaries. 2022, NCIL issued a statement on face masks in education settings, which clarified that schools have a legal obligation to students with disabilities regarding protection from COVID. In 2022 and 2023, NCIL hosted the 16th and 17th Advocacy and Legislative Agenda Briefing for the Independent Living Community. 2023, NCIL launched 5 for 5 campaign and held the first 5 for 5 Advocacy Day in D.C. along with the Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, April, and the National Association of Statewide Independent Living Councils, NASILC. 2023, NCIL held 2 listening sessions with invited guests from the Administration for Community Living, ACL, on the end of COVID federal state of emergency. 2023, NCIL submitted comments to the Senate on the direct care workforce crisis, and guardianships, conservatorship, protective arrangements, and alternatives. 2023, NCIL hosted an online rally to protect Medicaid. 2023, NCIL submitted comments in response to the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking on Older Americans Act regulations. Image: dozens of NCIL members participating in the march to the Capitol, with 4 in the foreground. One marcher holds a hand-drawn sign with the 5 for 5 logo and the text 500 million. 5 core services. Image, 5 for 5 logo, fund centers for independent living, 500 million, 5 core services. Logo features a dark yellow circle and white 5 for 5 text with a black shadow. Independent living training and events. In 2022 and 2023, NCIL hosted a racial justice training series, a series on campaigning with a disability, a 5 for 5 campaign launch, and 3 regional showcases. NCIL coordinated numerous activities for the ILNet. The ILNet provides training and technical assistance to SILs and SILCs throughout the country. Through ILNet, NCIL presented 11 webinars in 2022 and 2023, reaching over 1,000 people. Know your resources. Being invited in, understanding and respecting Native disability culture. SILS use of self and peer monitoring as a management tool. The Independent Living Plan, assisting consumers in making an IL plan. Evolving core services, independent living skills training. A learning collaborative on business development. The first biannual Independent Living Institute, focused on consumer control. Creating a culture in your SIL to guide mental health transition. Innovative transition for individuals with mental health disabilities. Transition of school-age youth to post-secondary life. Intergenerational peer support. Serving cross-disability populations. Non-traditional transitions. Image, ILNet logo. Blue sans serif text on a white background, underlined in red. Annual conference on independent living. In 2022, NCIL hosted the first on-site annual conference on independent living since 2019. Titled Forging Justice, the 2022 conference was offered in hybrid format, with 400 on-site attendees and 300 virtual participants. NCIL's 2023 annual conference was titled Indivisible. Over 500 attendees participated on-site in Washington, D.C., and NCIL provided archived virtual access to all conference events to every NCIL member free of charge. The 2023 annual conference featured 18 exhibitors, 15 sponsors, and 25 workshops focused on independent living in order to provide education and peer support to NCIL's network. Members participated in the first march to and rally at the U.S. Capitol since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hundreds of people with disabilities marched through the streets of D.C. carrying signs and chanting for disability rights. After an empowering rally, independent living advocates met with their elected senators and representatives to advocate for disability rights in America's independent living program. Image, 11 people from Maryland pose for a group photo on the conference level of the Grand Hyatt in 2022. Image, 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living Logo, Indivisible. Graphic features intersecting threads. NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. Image, Keith Jones speaks into a microphone from the stage during NCIL's 2023 opening plenary. Conference sponsors. NCIL thanks our 2022 and 2023 conference sponsors, Centene, CareSource, Verizon, Airbnb, Microsoft, Waymo, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, Emily's List, United Healthcare, Ability 360, PHRMA, Tusk Philanthropies, Elevance, Cruise, Capital One, National Disability Institute / Lead Center, Alterum, Anthem, Inc., Humana Healthy Horizons, the Boston Foundation, and the Disability Resource Center. Image, logos of the 2022 and 2023 conference sponsors, which are listed in the text below. Advocacy Award recipients. President's Award, Lou Ann Kibbe, 2022, and Daryl Jones, 2023. Frank Harkin Memorial Award, Senator Bob Casey, 2022, 2023. Max Starkloff Lifetime Achievement Award, Kelly Buckland, 2022, Keith Jones and Ann McDaniel, 2023. Corey Rowley National Advocacy Award, Mark and Jan Derry, 2022, Anita Cameron, Beth Larson Steckler, and Christy McGarity, 2023. Region 1 Advocacy Award, Peter Jonke, Congressman Jim Langevin. Region 2 Advocacy Award, Todd Varwerk. Region 3 Advocacy Award, Brenda Dasher. Region 4 Advocacy Award, Abel S.C. Region 5 Advocacy Award, Eric Brown. Region 6 Advocacy Award, Lillian DeGene, Veronica Tess Myers. Region 7 Advocacy Award, Greg York. Region 8 Advocacy Award, Michael Mayer. Region 9 Advocacy Award, Christina Mills. Region 10 Advocacy Award, Shelley Emery. Judy Human Advocacy Award, Alan Holdsworth, 2023. Champion for Justice Award, Centene Corporation and Elevance Health, 2022, CareSource, 2023. Image, Theo Brady presents the 2023 Max Starkloff Lifetime Achievement Award to Ann McDaniel on the stage at NCIL's Annual Conference on Independent Living. Image, Anita Cameron speaks into a microphone during the rally at the U.S. Capitol. Anita is a black woman with caramel-colored skin and long black locks. Statement of financial position asterisk. Revenues. Total 2022 income, $1,748,124. Grants and programs, $938,134, 54%. Annual conference, $352,543, 20%. Membership dues, $260,556, 15%. Donations, $34,080, 2%. Other income, $162,811, 9%. Expenses. Total 2022 expenses, $1,821,345. Project and grants, $859,545, 47%. Annual conference, $378,762, 21%. Advocacy and programs, $421,344, 23%. Administration and finance, $161,694, 9%. 9. Asterisk all figures represented in this statement of financial position are unaudited. Final numbers may vary slightly. A statement of financial position for 2023 will be added to this annual report in March 2023. Please contact NCIL for an updated report. Image, revenues pie chart, percentages specified in text. Image, expenses pie chart, percentages specified in text.